Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Last week in our new series of mornings, we thought about the most important thing in the Christian life, and that is our personal and private relationship with God. Ephesians 3:16, strengthened with all might by his spirit in the inner man. And we quoted that quotation from Warren Wiesbe: if the inner man is what it should be, the outer man will be okay. Last week we left with you a lovely verse, Matthew chapter 6 and 6. And I hope that that was a help to us all. And that's a lovely verse, and it tells us about our PPP, our private place of prayer. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father in secret, and so on. And it's a lovely verse that tells us of that private place of prayer with the Lord. This morning I have another little verse for you. It's from the Old Testament this time, and it's such a blessing to us in the question of prayer. And it's Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And that's a great promise from God to us today. We are in a new year and still in the midst of great problems and difficulties, and the subject of prayer must be very high on our list this morning. And prayer is a command from God. Psalm 27, verse 8, seek ye my face. And we get the answer in the very same verse of that lovely psalm: thy face, Lord, will I seek. Our access to the throne of grace was obtained at such an awful cost for us. And this subject of prayer is too serious for us to neglect. And that tremendous cost, friends, this morning, as you know, was the work of the cross and the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And we are sons and daughters of God this morning, members of God's family and indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And our access to the throne of heavenly mercy was obtained for us at such an immense cost. So many times in Scripture we are exhorted to pray. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Pray without ceasing. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. And this lovely verse this morning can be divided into three little parts. Prayer is commanded. Call upon me. The answer is promised. And I will answer thee, and the great encouragement, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In this book of Jeremiah, as you know, is the weeping prophet, and his PPP, his private place of prayer, at this particular verse is forced upon him. He's in prison. If you look at verse 1 of chapter 33, he's in the courts of the prison. He's in prison because he declared the word of God so faithfully. The land at that time was in a dark place. The enemies could try to silence Jeremiah, but they could never touch the private place of prayer with God, with him. And God has always encouraged Jeremiah. We can trace that from the very start of the book of Jeremiah in chapter 1. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with you, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. It was a heartbreaking time for Jeremiah in his life. He wept over his prophecies. They were falling on deaf ears. He lived to see his beloved people given over to famine and given over to the sword. And his great counsel, the great counsel of Jeremiah, was ignored. And he was indeed a man of sorrow. And verse 3 is a great word from the Lord to Jeremiah, and it's a great word of God to us. Please memorize this lovely verse if you don't know it, and we'll take it down into the new year with us. This verse shows us the unlimited possibilities of prayer. We have a loving Heavenly Father who wants to hear us at all times and wants to answer us. And this verse tells us of the two sides that there are to prayer, our side and God's side, man's side and the divine side. There is a calling and there is an answering. Two sides, our side and God's side. James chapter 4 says, "Ye have not because you ask not." And what a tragedy for the child of God to live in that condition when we can be so blessed. Call upon me and I will answer thee. We could then, friends, this morning think of people in Scripture who had a tremendous prayer life. I think of Abraham. I think of how close he was with God. Sometimes God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm going to do? Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm going to do?" And the call could be this morning, maybe from an unsaved. Could be the call of salvation. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Prayer is needful for man's salvation. We will never find salvation in the Bible where a sinful man didn't call out to God for it. And God's people, for God's people, we need to be in a right relationship with God before we can come with that degree of confidence. And there are many things in our lives that will hinder prayer. Secret sin will hinder prayer. Disobedience will hinder prayer. If I regard Psalm 66, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And all of that maybe is another subject. But on God's part, it is impossible for us to call and not receive an answer. That's what this little verse says. Call upon me and I will answer thee. That's God's pledge to us this morning. God will not break his word and he will answer us. And it could be an immediate answer, the like of Nehemiah. We find in Nehemiah an immediate answer. So I prayed, where Nehemiah said, "So I prayed to the God of heaven." It could be a different answer. It could be a delayed answer. It could be a refused answer. But God says we will always get an answer. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. You know that situation and that story. Asked God 3 times. But God said no. The answer to Paul at that time was, "My grace is sufficient for thee." I think of Elijah, that great man of God, so in touch with God. Elijah told them one time it wouldn't rain, it didn't rain. Another time he told them it would rain and it did rain. But things in Elijah's life were so difficult at one stage as well. And he said to the Lord, "Let me die. I've had enough." But God said, no, Elijah, I have something better for you to do. God will answer, but it will be in God's sovereign will and plan. Peter walked out of prison in the answer to the prayers of the church. What an answer. What an answer. Things that you know, things I will answer thee and show thee, great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And we think of that little poem or those little words, "Thou art coming to a king, large petitions do we bring for his grace and power are such that none can ever ask too much. I will show thee great and mighty things, a visible answer, an immediate answer, a refused answer, a different answer, a delayed answer, but God will answer. Daniel was able to reveal the secrets, and we're learning about that in our Bible study, our weekly Bible study from the church. No one could help Daniel, could help the king with his dream, but God opened up the dream to Daniel, and because Daniel was in touch with God. And prayer must be up there at the top of the list for the child of God. This is not a perhaps or a possibility. There is a clear promise in this, in the work of intercession, a clear promise. And how can we go on in the Christian life without that personal relationship with God in prayer? We cannot go on without it. One day we will be in heaven, enjoy the blessings of heaven. And I think we need to have that good relationship with God while we're here on the earth. The Lord set the Lord set his stamp on Saul of Tarsus' prayer life. Remember in Acts chapter 9, when Ananias was reluctant to go to find Saul, and he asked the Lord how he would know, and the Lord says, "Behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth." And friends, I hope this little verse this morning will help us in our prayer life. Remember that we had last week talked about the private place of prayer. And this little verse will help us this morning, I trust. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. And God will always honour his word to us. Time spent in communion with our Heavenly Father is our highest privilege, our highest privilege. So I trust that this little verse is a help to us this morning, and just let us commit our way today to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we bow in your presence again this morning reverently and humbly. And Father, we do praise you for that tremendous access that we have to the throne of heavenly grace and mercy that was purchased for us at such tremendous cost. Father, we thank thee for the blessings of a new day, for health and strength and the goodness of God. And Father, we pray for our congregation today. Bless them and help them. Think of those that are shut in, recovering, and Father, we just commit them to thee, and above all, they will know a real sense of God with them today. So, Father, we thank thee for a new day and for all the blessings of God. And Father, we thank thee for this verse this morning. Call upon me and I will answer thee. And God is faithful to his word and he will answer us. So, Father, we commit ourselves and commend ourselves to God today and ask that you will go with us into this day and bless us and help us, and that we will know God, that presence of God with us in our every individual situation. We give thanks and look to thee in the Saviour's worthy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.